This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Our group has run out of spare video cameras. A number of our old donated video cameras have succumbed to old age and no longer work, which leaves us with no spares as backup for when we do our live broadcast of events. We are therefore appealing to anyone who may be listening. If you have an older video camera that you no longer use, would there be any chance that you might be prepared to donate it to the Surge, as we can't afford to be paying for this sort of equipment? We would also appreciate the donation of any tripods or other photo equipment, including audio-visual leads if you have any, that you are not using. If you can help or know of someone who may be able to, please ring Greg, VK5ZGY, on 0887258454 or email one word GregNGabby, that's GregNGabby, at gmail.com. Any and all donations will be very much appreciated. It will be interesting to see what transpires as a result of the ACMA relaxing the rules with regard to F-calls. Some of ours are hot on the trail of enabling digital capabilities already, so we should see an increase of traffic on that mode. A few seem to be unhappy that their power limit has not changed, but digital should make their 10 watts much more effective than it was using single sideband. Mind you, that applies to all of us, regardless of power, as the mode is so efficient. The CW fans will not be very happy, as their exclusive parts of the bands have been given over to all and sundry to use. I'm not sure if that will make much difference, as many used the CW portions of the band before the changes anyway. On the home front, I can report that all those who helped at the Pines Enduro have now thawed out and dried off, and we now gird the loins, ready to do it all again in November with the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. However, for this one, we need to guard against sunburn and heatstroke. Hi, hi. Or will it be rain and cold again? Sigh. The things we do in the name of fun. In the meantime, we need to catch up on some maintenance and some upgrades, as some work has been put off because of the busy few weeks we have had recently. That's about all I have for you this week. Until next week, the members of the South East Radio Group hope that you all have a great 7 days, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The Tech Night on Wednesday the 16th of October will be a presentation by Steve, VK5AIM, on portable HF gear and its uses. Jotai is now only 2 weeks away, on the 19th and 20th of October. Setup day will probably be all day on Friday, the 18th of October. All arrangements should be finalized at the Wednesday, 16th of October meeting. Catch up with Bruce, VK5VAB, there. The 23 centimeters on 23rd of the month contact session, 01:00 UTC, 7:30 PM local, 23 centimeters on 1296 MHz tri FM sideband. Information will be advised later. The Tech Night on Wednesday, the November 20th, will now be hosted by Wolfgang callsign OE4WOG and Hans callsign OE2JOM, two visitors from Austria. The 30th of October is a fifth Wednesday. Arrangements for that evening, if any, will be advised at later date. The next general meeting is on Wednesday the 6th of November. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month, 7:30 PM for an 8 PM start, at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potential members are both welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, our regular reporter Liz is once again off to the wilds, and this time to the UK, where he hopes he can sort out the Brexit fiasco, maybe. So you have this reporter's dulcet tones until his return. The October regular meeting will be this coming Friday at the Club Rooms, where the topic will be contesting. Members, friends and visitors are asked to bring along their favourite handheld radio and communicate across the complex in contest fashion. This should be welcomed by any new FCOR members who have not been exposed to contesting previously. Friday the 26th will be the October Tech Night meeting, and once again we invite you to bring along any unfinished projects where our tech experts might be able to assist in completing and getting them to working stage. A bit far off yet, but November has 5 Fridays, and the 29th of November will be our last 5th Friday social night out for the year. I'm sure Sir Lancelot will have more to say about this on his return. That's about it for this week, so until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI, for the North East Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 11th of October. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. The next coffee and chat session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 12th of October. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. At the October General Meeting on the 17th, the talk will be by Paul, VK5PAS, and this is entitled The Life of a Detective. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first, before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. This year's AHARS Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or with Trevor Wrigley and VK5TW, and his email is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We've scrapped plans for a car boot sale in the car park. We have had no one show any interest in the idea. The buyers are $5 entry and will get 2 raffle tickets for the door prize. Commercial sellers are $10 a table unless they donate a door prize. They will also receive food vouchers. Clubs can book one table for free. Sellers will have to wear a wristband and buyers will receive a buyer's wristband. No wristbands, no entry to the sales area. Sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. to set up, and the door will be open for buyers from 9:30 a.m. The RSL will be catering for the event, and we will have bacon and egg rolls for breakfast, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m, coffee and cake from 10 a.m, and a lunchtime sausage sizzle from 12 noon. The bar will be open for soft drinks and something harder if you wish. AHARS Christmas lunch will be at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November, and the starting time is 12 noon. The cost will be $35 per person. The meal is a 2-course meal with 4 choices of main course, 2 choices of dessert, and tea and coffee provided. You can book with Pat Store at patstore@adam.com.au, and that's patstore@adam.com.au. You can also book at the next general meeting, at the RSL lunches or shack mornings. This year, Pat is issuing tickets to those who book and pay. We would like to have you booked and paid by the end of October. You can pay by direct deposit, or you can pay in person at meetings. If you wish to pay by direct deposit, Pat will send you details when you email her for a booking. We can email your tickets once you have confirmed you have paid. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when booking. Numbers are limited to 60, and so far we do not have many bookings. So please book soon so we can advise the hotels of numbers by the end of October. Shirley Williams is busy buying up interesting and sometimes surprising prizes for the raffle, and we will have a lot of prizes, like we have had in previous years. If you turn up on the day and do not have a booking, You will have to negotiate with the hotel to see if there are any places available. Ahaz is not subsidising the meal this year, as we are paying a room hire fee, something we've never had to do in the past. January 2020 Ahaz annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic. It'll be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards, and the meal will be $10, the same as it was last year. Bookings open once we've got over Christmas lunch. If you wish to contact me, you can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.